From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, can the House and Senate resolve their differences over immigration? It'll be tough, says one congressman.
First, the lead, a verdict in the Enron trial. Today was the sixth day of deliberations in the trial of former Enron executives Kenneth Lay and Jeffrey Skilling. Outside the courthouse, after the guilty verdicts, Jeffrey Skilling spoke to reporters.
Obviously, I'm disappointed, but it's the way the system works.
Jeffrey Skilling speaking after the verdict. His lawyer, Daniel Petricelli, also spoke to reporters.
We had a trial. Obviously, it did not come out the way we had hoped. Doesn't change our view of what happened at Enron, and certainly doesn't change our view of Jeff Skilling's innocence.
Joining us is Mary Flood. She's been covering the trial for the Houston Chronicle. Mary, tell us more about these verdicts, can you?
Yes. Mr. Skilling and Mr. Lay were both found guilty, Mr. Lay of all of his charges, both by the judge and the jury, and Mr. Skilling of most of his charges. It was a very emotional, very tense courtroom and courthouse today.
Emotional and tense in the face of Mr. Skilling and Mr. Lay and the jury? What is going on there?
The jury came down and spoke to us, all 12 of them plus two of the alternates. You know, they've spent 4 months doing this. One of them actually brought a puppy in and gave it to the other, and they named it Enron. They talked about how their lives had changed and changed because of this, how seriously they took it, how there were some laughs back there, but how they tried to stay on the evidence, tried to stay away from the prejudice. They were bright and focused and really interesting.
Well, what was it that decided this for them, did they say?
They said it was a lot of what was in the 20 boxes of evidence. They said they liked the black and white. They liked the evidence. They also obviously did not believe that the number of cooperators that the government put on the stand had lied. They said there were just too many people who would have had to, you know, had some kind of conspiracy to get their testimony together to think that all of those cooperators were forced by the government to lie. So they believed those witnesses, and they took very seriously Mr. Skilling and Mr. Lay on the stand, and they obviously thought that they lied, too. They looked at some testimony as irrelevant but maybe going to character, and they looked at the testimony like lawyers. They did a really nice job.
The judge had said in his instruction to the jury that you may find these defendants guilty even though they have said that they didn't know what was going on because they should have known what was going on. Was that a factor?
It sounded like it was. It was a little hard to parse what the jurors were saying on that. They seemed to want to hold the men accountable. They said they know that they both had their hands on the steering wheel. They were asked, actually, a reporter asked the same question that somebody else had already asked about, this deliberate ignorance is what it's called here. And it wasn't clear whether that was a huge factor to them, but it seems like it was something they did talk about.
Did you see Mr. Skilling, his remarks after the verdict was announced? He came out, he seemed rather phlegmatic, you know, well, this is just the way it goes, but he's looking at a lot of jail time.
He's probably looking at 12 to 25 years, both of them probably are. Because I was with the jury, I didn't see Mr. Skilling, but I went down the elevator with him, and he was very composed, and that's admirable because it's pretty tough to hear that you're going to go to prison for a good long period of your life.
So you say 12 to 25 years. There are at least a dozen convictions for Mr. Skilling and 10 for Mr. Lay. They're actually, it's possible to sentence them to more than that, isn't it?
Certainly it's possible on paper. And there is this one thing that the judge said he wants to hear about the loss. And, of course, the loss that could be attributed to these guys could be enormous, and that could up the sentences. But in reality, when you look at the federal sentencing guidelines and look at that these guys weren't in trouble before, 12 to 25 is where it might sit. And 25 years in prison, that's pretty high for a white-collar criminal, no matter how many charges you're accused, you're found guilty of. They kind of tend to top out at about 25, even though if you add it up, it sounds like it's hundreds.
Mary Flood of the Houston Chronicle covering the trial of Jeffrey Skilling and Ken Lay in Houston. Mary, thank you.